It's U92.7, the desert's hottest music. Bianca hanging out, feeling all the vibes. Energy has been pretty intense all week, I think, because I've been anticipating this weekend. It is finally back after a long few years post-pandemic. We're about to go real hard this weekend with the return of Splash House. Oh, I've been waiting for this. I have Alex here, Alex Harrington, local DJ. He's going to be doing a set. He's performed at Splash House before, but I think this year is going to be even bigger and better. I mean, the lineup looks insane, Alex. Can you believe your name up there and Diplo's name's up there? How does that feel?
No, you know what? The cool thing about Splash House is I've been doing it for, I've played a few of them over the years, and every year the lineup gets bigger and bigger. And so for me, I'm so excited just to be on it. But then this year I'm looking at it, I'm like, Young Bae, Diplo, like,
I know.
Holy, what? Is this real?
It's really cool though that, you know, they still show the local love because it's huge. It's such a big event. People are coming in from all over now, and we have 3 weekends. It used to only be, you know, the 2 weekends. Now we have 3 weekends. It just gets bigger and bigger. And I've been waiting for this all year. I'm excited. We officially kick it off here in just a few hours with the after hours at the Air Museum. And then tomorrow you kick it off, Alex.
Yeah, definitely. No, I'm excited. I'm going to be kicking things off at Margaritaville, 12 p.m., which that day is just completely stacked.
Yes.
I'm definitely looking forward to catching Young Bae's set, among a bunch of others. But yeah, I'm excited to kick things off. The vibes are definitely going to be hot, just like the weather. But like you said, you know, it's Splash House is its own vibe. It's like its own environment. And once you're inside those hotel gates and you're by the pool, it's like you're in a different world.
Right. Well, if people are maybe driving in right now, maybe coming for the first time, what's some tips, some Splash House tips that you would give to people?
You know, definitely like just pack light. You know, it's going to be hot outside. The number one thing, and people are going to hear this over and over and over again, but hydrate, you know.
Yes.
That's definitely the key to it. But, you know, I don't know. They made it so much easier now. They have, like, the Splash House app, so you can just go ahead and jump on there, download it, and set, like, you know, reminders for whatever artists you want to see. So I definitely say plan ahead a little bit because, you know, you can get to the venues easily, but there's just so much good music going on. You don't want to miss anything.
And I love Margaritaville, the setup of it. So I'm curious to see if it's going to be that really cool, like, pyramid stage this year.
Yeah.
That's just has a different vibe to it. I really like Margaritaville. You're going to kick it off. Tell me what your vibe is going to be like. If someone's coming, what are they going to walk away feeling after they leave your set?
You know, with my sets, I just kind of like to play what I like. So I kind of describe it as R&B house, you know,
yes.
A little vibey, but still has a nice tempo to it. You know, warming things up, not too heavy, you know, not too soft. So, but I usually feel it out, you know, over the years, the early crowd has been kind of huge because people know the music starts at 12. So we'll just see how it goes. But I plan to keep it funky. Definitely plan to keep it fresh and, you know, Palm Springs poolside vibes.
I like how a lot of music I feel like is transitioning into that. Like, for example, TikTok and all these different platforms are super big. They're taking these old school R&B songs and, like, you know, remix them, like you said, bringing that funky. It's like sexy, but it's like funky and fun.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, you take like an old Mariah Carey track and you flip it and you put a little beat on it. And that's what I like about it. You know, I don't claim to be doing anything that, you know, people haven't done before, but I just bring my vibe to it. And a lot of it is taking that music that, like, you know, you and I grew up on and, you know, refreshing it and bringing it to new ears.
Oh my gosh. Well, I can't wait. I have been on a mission. You know, I got my nails done, my spray tan ready. Really? I am like checking things off the list, just preparing myself, got my outfits laid out. It's a whole movement, the Splash House movement. I know they got merch online, tons of stuff. You guys, like I said, they have events happening all throughout the Coachella Valley, so definitely try to be a part of something. I put up a whole list of all the events happening on our website, u927.com. And why don't we give them a little taste of something, Alex? Why don't you go ahead and set the tone right now, introduce your new single, and also let them know where they can find you on social media and all that.
For sure, yeah. So my new single is called Swim. It's out now. Everything is Alex Harrington DJs. You can find me on Spotify. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on Facebook. Again, the best place to find everything, alexharrington.co, and you can also find my new single Swim on there.
All right, and we're gonna get into it. We're gonna set the tone right now for the big party weekend. Shout out to everybody coming in town right now for Splash House. I will see you out there poolside. We'll see you, Alex, kicking it off tomorrow, Margaritaville. I can't wait. In the meantime though, here's a little taste. Turn us up, T92.7.
Come and swim.